Ron, when you began this series last week, you said something that I think puts all of this into perspective. You said, everything belongs to God. Our money, our time, our talents, everything. We are stewards of all that we have. Even our very lives are not our own.
Well, Brian, I'm glad you brought this up because that's what all of this ultimately gets down to, God's purpose for our lives. I don't think Christians who get into heavy debt are trying to be rebellious. I just think they see something they want, maybe an expensive house or a car or a boat or some new clothes, and they think to themselves, hey, I work hard. Nothing wrong with having a little fun, a little excitement. Nothing wrong with doing something for myself. And I get that. It's completely understandable. But I think God has a far different plan for us than we sometimes realize. His primary purpose for us is not to have fun or excitement or thrills. He allows for those things, of course. And most of the time, there's nothing wrong at all with them. But what God really wants for our lives is that they be joyful, meaningful, and eternal. Let me say that again. Joyful, meaningful, and eternal. Now, anyone who is a believer in Christ cannot have eternal life taken away, so we can set that one aside. But what about the other two? Can we lose our joy, our sense of meaning in life? What are the things that bring true joy and meaning to our lives? Well, walking in obedience, for sure, and that includes investing in the kingdom of God with our time and our money and our talents. Those are the things that bring real joy, and it's from these things that meaning comes to our lives. It is when our hearts and lives are worshipful that they can become joyful and meaningful as well. And those are the very things that heavy consumer debt takes from us. For however long we're in deep debt, say 2 years, 8 years, maybe 15 or 20 years, we're being robbed of our money and of our time, which means we cannot invest either of those two things in the kingdom of heaven, at least not to the degree we could have otherwise. Consumer debt consumes the debtor. But friend, God wants us to be set free from that so that our lives can have all the joy and all the meaning that God intended, and so that we can pass that joy and meaning on to other people.